Mark, Dana, this is a little something I call my dream diary. We do this every day. I write down my dream from last night, so I share it with the people. Okay. I haven't been to therapy in 2 weeks, man. All right, I'm naked and hairy and disgusting and locked in a dark screening room watching Hell's Angels for the 500th time. Oh, crap. I'm Howard Hughes. Germs, germs, germs everywhere coming to get me. Things are not good, not good. I'm saving my urine in neatly arranged milk bottles. I've got 50 bottles now, 5 more, and I could get an NEA grant. Germs, man. Germs are everywhere. I have to touch everything with 3 tissues. My fingernails are 6 inches long and brown and crawling with earthworms.
Oh,
I know. And I'm thinking, why don't I get to the dream, the part where Howard Hughes' wife is like, you know, where he's doing Ava Gardner. What happened to that part? All right, then Kayla walks into my sanctuary and says, hey, man, how was your week off? And I scream, ah, germs, no, germs. I cover my mouth and I double over in agony. And Kayla says, oh, yeah, cool. Then he disappears, and I lay there in a paranoid stupor for 6 months, and then stagger over to the corner and start to urinate into a milk bottle. There's a knock on the door. Who is it? Jesus, can I come in? Not right now, Jesus. I'm busy whizzing into a milk bottle. How was your Christmas? Well, the usual. I ate too much, and all right, I'll come back later. Just then, Bernie Carrick bursts in with flowers and champagne and says, start the party, ladies. Daddy's here. Aye. And I'm just like, no, germ, stop. Luckily, Ava Gardner shows up in a low-cut gown and grabs Bernie by the collar. Beat it, loser, she says, and tosses him out a window. She turns to me with her smoky eyes. Come on, Stinky. Let's get out of here. Ah, germs. I woke up and my bed was filled with surgical masks. Dude, that was like the weirdest dream I've had in months. That was too much. Did you see
that
movie?
Exactly the same dream last night. I can't believe it.
Did you see that movie?
I was stunned.
Yeah. Did you see The Aviator?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
You got to see it. It was really a good film, I thought. I'm sort of a tough sell, and Kent the Colonel Jones, he'd come in here raving about it, and I was skeptical as to whether or not DiCaprio could pull it off.
Yeah.
And he pulled it off, man. I mean, he pulled it off. It made me very happy.